What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my
new series, Parrish.
My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from a life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What's that? Well, fact of the matter is, I have high hopes for this year. So yeah, hey, 2022, if you can hear me, don't fuck this up, okay? Love you. Your favorite actor named Kevin Pollak. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we, in no particular order. Let's check in with Craig Kakowski for his book reading goals for the new year. Kakao?
Kevin, I read 53 books in 2021. I don't want to see a fucking book this year. I don't want anybody to tell me what they're reading. I don't want to even read text on the internet. I'm sick of it. It's repulsive to me. So
I get it.
I want to get dumber. I want to get dumber in 2022.
Right. Well, let's go have lunch soon. did you squeeze in Mel Brooks in the 53? No.
Mel Brooks?
His new book.
No.
Autobiography. This is exactly what you didn't want. You didn't want people bringing up books.
I don't want people recommending books. I don't need to read any more books. Okay. I did it. I accomplished the goal.
You really did. I mean, you say you did, so we'll believe you. Now, Jackie Gonzalez de Ruthe. Ja Rule the, have you ever made a pizza from scratch? And if not, what the hell?
I actually have.
Okay.
My husband makes bread and he makes dough, pizza dough, that's very, very delicious. And we did it so often in the past year that my family actually got together and got us one of those Uni pizza ovens for Christmas.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
And it's an indoor unit. Yes.
It's small enough, but we do it outside.
Okay.
And everyone that we know who has one also does it outside.
Mm-hmm.
But you could probably do it inside. Our place is pretty small.
And you'd recommend it? You've used it? You're happy?
We've used it. And it's definitely, and it went really well. It is definitely a learning process because it is so hot. It's very different than the oven. But either way, I love making pizza. It is a collaboration with Pat as he does the dough. But I love it. And my favorite is like a pesto pizza.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Well, I had no idea any of that was part of your life. I just asked a blank question thinking you'd probably say, leave me alone like Craig did with the books. But thank you for that.
Thank you.
Here's a tool sing. Tall in any saddle. Pitch me a new game show.
All right. We don't have two or four. We have three contestants, all right?
Great.
They come on down. First of all, everyone's in a bathing suit. No reason. There's no water activities at all. But we've tricked them. You don't tell them the game. It's pure knowledge game, all right? We ask them, make sure they've read like 100 books in their lifetime. Tell them it's all book-based. Come in. Then we ask them about the same things, but from the movie version.
That's fantastic. What do you call the show?
Book Nerds. But nerds is spelled N-A-D-S.
Okay. If I can take you back to the top of the pitch, it's not two, it's not four, it's three. You know, Jeopardy's been three since the beginning, and it's kind of maybe arguably
they want more contestants, and some of them don't want many. And I just want to let you know, this is going to land right in that sweet spot where Jeopardy is. Yeah. We want to be that brand.
Jeopardy. I just wasn't, you know, taken aback or thought any more of you for pitching three. Hey, there's James Heaney. Candy Cane Jane, please share one of your strangest auditions.
Oh, okay. Well, so this is a strange audition, and I want to get through it really quick because I got something important I want to say. I had an audition.
We can skip the audition if you want to go to the
maybe some other
thing.
Time. Well, I just want to say last episode I talked about being bummed out about the new year, and there has been something that cheers me up. And it's the reviews people have been leaving this year. There's been some great reviews, and we want true reviews, honest ones. And this is a 5-star review from initiatechris-alvarado.com virus. That's the name of like the title of it. It says, and there's a whole bunch of programming language in, but then it says, I love this podcast. Personal anecdote. I listen to it all the time at work. I love The Alchemist, especially Chris Alvarado. Personal details acquired. It's a really cleverly written review that all uses programming language, and I just kind of shortened it right there. So
those reviews
have cheered me up a lot. And one time I had an audition for Black Funkadelic bass player, and I went in and there was everybody looked like they were from 1970s and had like amazing hair, and I was just like, what am I doing here? I didn't get a call back, but They treated me nice in the audition, and I was just like, what? Like, why am I here? And I guess they were just looking at options.
Did you tease out your hair at all or no?
No. Okay. I thought it would be ridiculous if I did. If they wanted to tease my hair out, I thought they would. Maybe I should have. Maybe I could have booked it.
I mean, we should talk before all your auditions.
I also went out for that. They ended up going with Bootsy Collins.
I don't know.
Thank you, Craig. And last but screw you, if you think I'm least, it's Mark Gagliardi.
Hello.
Gag, don't nag. What is your secret to meeting new people at a party full of folks you just don't know?
My secret to meeting people, icebreaker games are great. Just immediately jump in with a zip, zap, zop. Everyone will play. No, I've found in my life that there are two things that everybody loves to talk about when meeting strangers, and it is where they are from and what you eat there. And everybody loves to talk about the food where they're from. So that is my go-to with strangers, because I can talk about any food at all.
Where you're from and what's the food to get there.
Exactly.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Please take the rest of the 14 seconds off. Let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails or from our Patreon VIPs. Any level of patron support is greatly appreciated. You'll receive exclusive content like standalone bonus scenes that we make just for you, or video on demand of our recording sessions of this very moment of me saying this. Does that not sound great? Other great perks, head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis, or you can suggest a scene via email. That's right. Just write to us, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. It's that simple. It's just alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Scene one comes from patron VIP by the moniker Scene Suggester 4312, who wrote, "Hey there, alchemists. Somehow, my last suggestion ended with Santa, the real fucking Santa, rubbing his shit into someone's face. Perfection. I have another scene suggestion. Door-to-door beef jerky sales. Thanks, legends."
I'm going to tell you right now. It's going to go nice and easy. Nobody gets hurt. If anyone should come by this house while we're robbing it, you just need to do fucking nothing. That's it.
But I should answer the door, right?
Why do you got to go right to a problem?
Because there was the doorbell just moments ago, and you're saying I just do nothing and we're fine.
I'm trying to lay the boundaries for you to stay alive. What part of that do you not understand? Okay. Now, answer the door at your own peril, or sit the fuck down so that we can get what we need and get out of your life and leave you alone.
Okay, I don't want to just... you're saying answer the door at my own peril, or sit down. I'm afraid I don't know what to do. I feel like I gotta answer the door.
Hey, listen to the boss when he's talking to ya.
Tommy, can I see you over here for a second, please?
I don't like people disrespecting you,
sir. I appreciate that. I just wanted to point
out
that I don't need you to tell anybody what I just fucking said.
He was disrespecting you.
That's right. And now guess what's happening?
What?
You're disrespecting me, and I don't appreciate it.
I'm sorry. Let's just rob this place.
Oh, it's that goddamn doorbell. I can't get it out of my head, boss. I feel like we gotta answer the door.
You know, I forgot you actually work for the crew. I thought you were the people who lived here. Now, listen to me. If you're gonna stay within my employment, you do not answer the fucking door. We're trying to rob this place and get...
That guy's making so much noise, no matter how much duct tape we put in his mouth.
Take off the gag and let's see what they have to say.
Okay.
Oh, I have a ring so you can just see who's at the door. That way, if it's somebody from your employ, you can let them in. And if it's
we just have to look at the ring on your finger and then we're going to be able to see what's going on.
This is an app.
Yeah, it's an app. Are you disrespecting the boss thinking he doesn't know what the apps are?
Okay, excuse me just a second. Tommy, over here.
Yeah, what is it, boss?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that...
I'm sorry, boss.
Well, let me go through it one more time, Marcy. We ring the bell, and then we count to 100, and if nobody answers during that time, then we'll move on to the next house, okay?
Okay, Dad, okay. And if nobody answers, we move on to the next house, and if they buy something, I get 3 ice cream cones.
That's right. That's right. 3 ice cream cones. Have you already thought about which flavors you want, Mars?
Mint chocolate chip, strawberry, banana creme brulee.
We're going to have to go somewhere special for that third one.
We're going to have to go somewhere special.
Okay. What's our count? How long ago did you ring that bell?
Like a daddy and me date. That's what it's going to be like when we go get that ice cream.
That's right, Marcy. Where are we right now?
27.
Okay, so we got 73 more seconds before we move on to the next house. And again, we only ring the bell once. We ring the bell once, and that's it.
And that's it. But we wait patiently just in
case.
Nobody's
here. Go away.
What?
Wait. What was that?
Hello?
Nobody's here. Go away. Get out of here. Go.
I think somebody said nobody's here. Go away. But clearly they are here.
They're here. Wait, they're communicating through the ring. We can just talk right back. Excuse me, sir. We're not trying to cause any trouble. We're just here with delicious meats, sticks of meats.
My daughter and I are selling door-to-door beef jerky.
We've got spicy jerky. We've got crunchy jerky. We've got candied jerky. Can you imagine?
Every variety of jerky.
Daddy says it's good for your health. And Marcy says it tastes yum.
This is harmless, boss. Let's open the door and get some beef jerky.
What? Beef jerky?
It's beef jerky, boss. What's beef jerky? I'm hungry.
How do you know there's beef jerky out there?
It's the ring, boss. Didn't you see the ring?
You didn't see it on the app?
All right, the beef jerky sounds pretty good. But Tommy, could I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, what is it, boss?
How the hell do you have to give me such grief in front of the other gang
men? I've been the most loyal to you of anybody.
You are the most loyal. That's what pains me to have to hit you over and over again in the puss. Now listen.
All right, boss, I've let in the beef jerky salesman here. So
hello. It appears to
be...
Hi
there, folks.
Hello. How are you, good sir? And is this your daughter?
Yes.
We're playing a game. You see that guy over there with the gag in his mouth?
Kinky.
He's the prisoner. Now, can you guess, little girl, what he did to become our prisoner? You might win the game.
He didn't buy any beef jerky.
That's right. Oh, my goodness.
Ding dong.
Oh.
Somebody else is at the door, boss.
Well, why don't you get it, Larry?
Wow, Dad, we could really make a lot of sales if people keep showing up.
I think we're going to clean up here. Banana creme brulee, here we come.
Who is it? Who? Excuse me.
I'm with the Dyson vacuums. We're just out here just checking to see if you have your vacuum and if you're happy with it.
Okay, listen. Is it something that would be really good if I cleaned up a mistake I made?
This vacuum can pick up anything.
Come on in. No, don't. No more. You're gonna. The boss is gonna love me when he sees you.
All right. Are you gonna just open the? Are you?
I'm at the door here. Open. Come on in.
Well, look at this foyer. But the high ceilings are hard to keep clean.
They sure are.
And Marcy, tell them what they get in the value pack.
The value pack has all three flavors, spicy, crunchy, and candied. But you don't just get three sticks of beef jerky. You're going to get nine sticks of beef jerky.
Oh, nine. Did you hear that, boss?
Three sticks each flavor.
Boss.
And if you think that...
I'm so sorry, little girl. I just want to make sure that I get credit for where credit's due.
I prefer young lady.
What did I call
you? And you deserve to be called young lady. We are so sorry. Can you give me just a moment, Larry, Tommy?
Me?
Come over here for a second, will you, fellas?
What is it?
The big...
Ow! Why'd you hit me twice?
Why would you give shit to me in front of anybody? And also, don't talk to the little girl. Leave her alone. She wants to be called young woman, first of all. We know where that's nothing but trouble. You ain't woke, Larry. Uh-huh. If there's one thing you ain't, it's
You're
woke.
Right. You're right, but...
I want you to take the owner of the house into the back bedroom and gag that son of a bitch like there's no fucking tomorrow. I don't want to hear another fucking peep out of him.
Okay.
Capiche?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, and I got a special guest.
Dad, they keep on applauding me from the other room. Do you hear how many times they are clapping?
Marcy, you're doing terrific. You are a natural at this.
Like when people are cheering and they're like, oh, like when you're watching a basketball game, like something exciting happens. Like, I just feel like I'm nailing it so hard.
They're on your side, young lady.
Dad, you're the best. But I'm not going to lie to you. I have even bigger hopes for this beef jerky brigade.
Really? Am I cramping your style?
No. I still want to do this with you.
Okay.
But like,
okay.
Don't you think that if we do really well, like maybe mom will come back, you know?
Well, I hope so.
Like
I
if she sees honey. That we're doing so well and that we're making all of that fat cash that she wanted, then maybe she'd come back, you know, once we have that fat, fat dough.
Yeah, you're putting this on Instagram Live, right?
Yes.
If only she would follow me. If only she would follow me.
Welcome to Baskin-Robbins, 31 flavors, all for your taking. Hey, we just so you know, we're out of the banana creme brulee and the green chocolate mint. What can I do for you?
Oh, well, my daughter, who sold...
Our daughter, that's her favorite. What are you going to do? You're not going to get her the creme brulee? Is that what you're going to do? I'm leaving, and I'm never coming back, and it's your fault. And if she ever asks about it, this is why. Slam.
Stacey, no! Oh, God, I just had a flashback of that moment. Oh, the terrible moment where they're out of two of your three favorite flavors.
Sir, if you're having a time, why don't you just step aside and let the next customer go?
Oh, God.
So that vacuum, is it able to clean up tomato juice that got all over the place?
Like a V8, like a thick.
Like a V8. Nice, yeah, like a thick. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like I made a big mess of some V8 and it'd mean the world to me if we could clean it up.
Yeah, I can see how that happened. Those cans, they're weird. They're too small, but they're hard to open. So yeah.
I feel like a giant when I hold them.
Yeah, that's a good point too, sir. But yeah, we have all kinds of Dysons. What you're looking for is the wet Dyson. Picks up anything like that. I have it here right on my back. Let me take it. Put it.
Hey, Larry, when did this guy get here?
Well, when the second doorbell rang after the beef jerky, there was another bell, and boss said, get the door.
You really think it was a...
Ooh, this guy's a cleaner-upper kind of guy.
Here, can I show you something, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah, step over here. Do you think you see dust on the ground?
I mean, do you see dust on the ground? Are you asking me or him?
Both of you. This is a participative. I mean, you can respond.
Yeah, I see it.
All right.
You see it?
Well, it's not the cleanest house, but sure.
You see what I just did? That area is remarkably cleaner than this other area. And that's what you're going to get with the Dyson. You're going to get a guarantee. Now, we have three kinds. We have a candy, we have a salty, and a spicy.
No, I don't want you to take credit for this with the boss. I brought this guy in here.
Believe me, I have no interest in taking credit for this with the boss.
That is scene one. Let it be a lesson to the rest of yous.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Scene 2 comes from listener Matthew, who wrote, "Hello, Alchemist. Insert ass-kissing heartfelt message here. I frequently listen to your podcast, and I am a full-time painter, and it's a better alternative than watching paint dry." Ooh, nicely played, Matthew. "I have a scene suggestion for you. Libertarians successfully get rid of stop signs. Thanks so much. Keep up the amazing work, Matthew."
Ah, Jesus. I'm so sorry. I know. I mean, I know I'm not supposed to apologize in a situation like this for insurance and all that, but I feel like this had to have been my fault.
You T-boned me. You T-boned me.
There used to be a stop sign right here. I don't know what the hell is. I'm sorry.
There's no stop sign.
I know that. I'm sorry. I'm apologizing. Let me just trade information with you.
Okay. Here's some information. Fucked. I'm going to sue your ass off.
That's not what I meant by trade information. I mean, like, I need your insurance card.
I'm not giving you my insurance information.
But that's how it works in a car accident.
Fuck you. You just T-boned me. Asshole. Woo, woo.
Oh, jeez.
Shit. I can't be... I don't want to be around.
Hello,
cops.
Gentlemen. Oh. How did this happen?
Hi, officer. We were just in an accident. I could have sworn there was a stop sign here yesterday.
He was in an accident. That wasn't me.
License and registration, both of you, please.
Yeah, here you go.
Both of us?
What did I just say?
He clearly T-boned this car, whoever was driving it.
Well, I'll determine whether it's clearly. In the meantime, license and registration.
Right.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Why don't you both head on over to your vehicles, and I'll speak with you one at a time.
Okay.
Gentleman who's been accused of doing the T-boning.
Yes, sir, officer.
Yeah. How long have you lived at this address?
My whole life. I've never left. This is, I go around the block and then I come back, but that's about it. I swear there was a stop sign here.
I see on your license that you're supposed to be wearing eyeglasses.
I left them at home. I have one contact in.
In the future, yeah, quick answer is I'm wearing contacts, sir.
Oh, okay. I have one of my contacts in. I lost the other one, so I was going to wear my glasses. I'm sorry, I get nervous around cops. I swear there was a stop sign there.
Well, for the record, there was for many, many years. And if you said you live around the corner, you well know that there has been a stop sign here for, geez, as long as anyone can remember.
Yeah.
But you probably also are aware that all stop signs have been removed.
So that's, you know, general information now that everybody knows.
Wait, what do you mean everybody knows? All the remove what? Hang on a second. Didn't there used to be a red light right there? And
yeah.
And didn't your squad car used to have police written on the side?
It sure did. Yeah.
And your badge, where's your badge? What is happening?
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, I called the Libertarian Society of Putnam County, the LCSPC, to order.
Whoa, you can call things to order? Why don't we just let it happen? Nobody should be trying to call things to order.
Let's not force it.
Good. Good test, and everyone has passed.
Freedoms for all.
All right. So we have had a busy year. Stop signs, gone. Police cars, gone. Red lights, gone. Self-checkout machines, gone. So what we're looking for is kind of a group consensus, a thought process of what we want to get rid of next.
I want to get rid of clocks. Mm.
Yeah, we need a national time honor system.
National
time. Everybody keeps their own time.
Uh-huh. I don't want somebody trying to take my time.
Yeah, we don't want the government telling us what time it is.
Freedom. Exactly.
Freedom.
All right, I like that.
Freedom.
Freedom. So we're going to call that the Freedom Time Clause, FTC.
Trees. I want them gone. Trees.
You want trees gone. Well, here.
Yeah. Yeah. Seconded.
Yeah, no, I just don't want them. That's how I feel.
You just feel, I need a reason. Well, how's the government pushing trees on us?
They're telling me I had to have a tree and I don't want a tree.
Mr. President, thank you for seeing me. I just wanted to go over a couple of the most recent removals by the Libertarian Party. The last one seems to be trees, which I know you worked real hard to save our forests and our natural.
Every American citizen got to plant a tree in their yard.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not breaking on that one. That's staying in.
Right. Well, you don't have to break on anything you believe in, sir. That's why I'm asking you if we could maybe put together a master plan as to how to respond to the Libertarian Party. And
I say we just push harder and we get trees in everybody's yard faster. I want to double our putting trees in people's yards effort.
Right. It's the push harder part aspect that I'm unclear on, sir. How would we, in fact, push harder?
Well, instead of having people go up to the door to collect information in a census, I want them to go up to people's door and plant trees in their yard.
Yeah, we talked about that one before.
Can I be honest, Ronald? I was just feeling like I wasn't participating enough in the meeting, and I looked out the window and I saw a tree and I said trees.
So, and that's why we've mobilized a national effort to get trees out of lawns, out of parks.
The thing is the greenery, it is good in terms of getting oxygen into the air, and it's also proven to have a good mental impact on people's mental health.
One thing that happens when libertarians say something, they do it.
Right.
What do you suggest? Maybe,
I don't know.
Hey, Ronald, I'm sorry. I couldn't help, but, you know, I have to admit, I've kind of just been winging this whole libertarian thing too. I got pissed at a stop sign the other day and threw out that we should get rid of them. And now there's no stop signs here anymore.
Let me ask the group. In this group, who has recommended something to get rid of based on a personal story and not because of government override?
Oh, yeah. All of us. Yeah,
oh, hands
yeah,
are.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I guess I'll raise my hand. But
Jim, you're the one who told us to get rid of planes.
Yeah.
All right. It's 10 a.m. on my clock. Let's get this meeting started.
Oh, look at this.
Well, look. Oh, whoa. Who's this guy?
What are you guys all doing here?
We've been going for a while, man.
Well, the meeting's at 10 a.m., right?
Yeah.
My 10 a.m.
Freedom. Freedom, brother. Freedom. Freedom.
Freedom.
Oh, he's got freedom. A different 10 a.m. I see. Yeah. What say thee, brother?
Huh? Here's who I forgot who suggested we should get rid of a organized time.
That was my suggestion.
And that was, please tell me.
But I thought we'd kind of line up with my time.
Okay, can everyone just line up with Jim's time? How about that?
Well, then that's not really libertarian, is it? No. Lining up? Why, you want
to be
led to
the slaughter?
Yeah, we're not doing
that. Yeah, what's up, sheeple?
Okay, Jim, that looks like everyone is very much against that. So,
well, then I want to just go back to the old time.
Okay, is everyone cool with going back to the old time?
I also move we get rid of parliamentary procedure. Anybody second that?
I guess I'll second that.
Don't second that. That's parliamentary procedure.
Sheep.
Sorry.
And going back to the way things were, you know, I think you're in the wrong party, mister.
Hey, I'm trying to get.
We're not the party who wants to go back to the way things were. We want to be progressive, move forward.
Yeah, get rid of everything.
Hey, you guys don't need to push me out of the. Hey. I have a right.
Get out of here.
No hierarchy.
Give me my
keys.
We're
all equal.
Sorry, Ronald. Sorry.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he just snapped in half.
Call an ambulance.
Oh, we got rid of him.
We got rid of those.
Yeah.
That is scene two.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Scene three comes to us from Corey Booth. Yes, Corey. Now, I gave Corey credit in our previous episode about an undercover boss, but that was, in fact, I want to give a shout out to Matt LaHuro. I'm definitely not saying that correctly, but that scene suggestion about the undercover boss was Matt's, not Corey's. Here now is Corey Booth's scene suggestion. I hate when anyone gets mad at people going the speed limit. It's like if the bakery told you that 10 is the limit on pumpernickel rolls, someone in the bakery is screaming that you are only going to take 10. Jesus, I've already confused myself. I'm reading this cold. I'm sorry, listeners. I hate when anyone gets mad at people going the speed limit. Scene suggestion, road rage. Love you, Corey Booth.
How was your day at school?
It was horrible. It was a horrible day. Teacher called me up. Sucked.
Did you have fun at soccer practice?
No. Coach called me up. Sucked.
Okay, well, when we get home, I made a very special something for my very special boy. And I think you're really good. Are you fucking kidding me? Shut the fuck up, you little piece of shit.
That guy in the back sucks.
That guy sucks. You know what? He does suck. But we're going to let it go. We're going to let it go and we're going to let drive.
Honey, let her know that she's going slow. Just tap the horn. People just sometimes need to be brought into attention.
But it's rude to tap the horn, I feel like. I mean, it's, you could do like a little tap, but I... What if I do two?
Two is like a... taps.
Like a beep beep. That's like the Roadrunner, right?
I mean, she's going five under. She's going five under, so I really think two little taps.
Okay, I'll do two little taps. Oh, she does not look happy. She does not look happy.
No, she might... You know what? I think she is happy. That's a lot of excitement. I think we just alerted her. She might have even been asleep. You might have just saved her life.
You might have just saved a life. Yeah. You know what? I feel good about that. Oh, and she hasn't really picked up the speed at any point though.
No.
Should I do it again?
Yeah, but I think maybe one long beep this time.
Does that seem nicer or meaner?
Well, I think that maybe she got the wrong idea from the last short beeps, and one long beep, I think that'll really get her, you know how I like to be told, like, in a long, slow, easy.
Sweetie, you stay right here in the car, okay? And just work on your homework. Just work on your homework for a little bit.
Homework sucks.
Mommy's gonna be right back. I know, but mommy's going to be right back. Don't you worry. It's going to be really nice when we get back in the car. Hey, you.
She's at the
get
window.
Get the fuck out of your car.
What is she doing?
Roll down your window. She wants to talk to you.
Get out of your car.
I'm sorry. Is there a... I was just honking because you were going...
Face me.
I oh my God.
Square your chest to my chest.
I'm square... Where did you get a sword?
Oh my God.
All right.
My son has hobbies.
Let's go. Honey, is there
a
sword in the car?
You think that's appropriate behavior?
No, the speed limit's
35. I was going 35. I'm trying to get my son home safely.
Oh, excuse me. I can help out with this. If you can go up to 5 miles over the speed limit.
I don't want to go up to 5 miles over the speed limit.
I'm going
the speed limit. There's nothing wrong with that.
She's poking me in the shoulder.
Stop that.
Do not poke my husband with that sword.
Is there anything in the car I can defend myself with?
Here, this is an ice scraper.
Okay.
Get her.
Look.
Get her. She crossed the line
first.
You
want to go? Let's go. Get the fuck out of your car.
Great.
How you doing, everybody?
Hello, officer. This woman.
Sir, put the ice scraper down. Sir, you put that ice scraper down.
This woman pulled a sword. Okay.
It's not even snowy outside.
Yeah. Ma'am, is that a katana?
Yes, my son. He takes different weaponry classes.
Weaponry.
After school.
Oh, yes. I took weaponry when I was growing up. This is beautiful. Beautiful.
Isn't
look at
that
this.
Gorgeous.
Officer, you're not going to arrest her?
Sir, you pipe down.
Oh,
yeah.
Where did you get a sword?
Hey, we had to get rid of all the guns because of the Libertarian Association. And now we have our own weapons we can choose. So this is what I've chosen. Now you be quiet while I talk to the lady.
What a great choice.
Thank you. Yeah, this is actually made in Iowa. You wouldn't know that the masonries there are pretty spot on.
Wow, that's good to know. I'm going to look into that for my son's next birthday. He's turning 12 in 2 months. 12? Exactly. 2 months from today.
I can't believe he's 12. I mean, it really is amazing to me. You know, he always seemed like he would be 11 forever. Where does time go?
Where does it go, Mom? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You remember when he was 5 and he fell off the jungle gym and you said, oh, he's going to be okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure he is.
Oh, hi, Grandma.
Honk, honk.
Hey, how's it going, Tommy?
Just sucks.
Yeah. Did you get that horn from a car?
It's a gift I got.
Okay.
It's a car horn replicator.
Oh, that's...
You want to hear it again?
Sure.
Honk, honk.
That's like a I'm kind of being nice honk.
Ugh. Right. It's almost like there's a goose in there.
You know what, sweetie? If you could not do that in the house, that would be great. Oh, that would be great
for
mommy.
So many rules. Oh, this
mommy
sucks.
Doesn't love that noise. So if you could
Happy
just...
birthday, by the way.
Thanks, Grandma.
I'm sorry we aren't doing a party and presents this year. I guess COVID is changing everything.
COVID sucks.
Well, you're right about that.
Quarantine.
If you were to get a birthday gift, what would you want?
There's this new blade that comes out of Ames, Iowa. It's beautiful. It's a three-sided blade, and it's all amazing.
Honey, I don't think you need a sword. I think that those stitches are going to heal up fine, and you're going to be fine.
Quiet. Add it to the rest of the gear in the back of the car. Don't you tell me how I can drive. You saw what that woman did to me. You saw what the cop that came over to help did
but
to me.
Think about it. That's like lightning striking twice. What are the odds that you're ever really going to need a sword?
Who knows? I needed it that once, and that's why I didn't just get a sword. Now, can you put it in the back next to the bayonets and the ninja stars?
It's just, these things are probably going to end up hurting you more than... Then you're going to hurt anybody else. Oh,
that's
it barely
a myth.
Fits back there.
Well, there's
that
a lot really, of weaponry back there.
That pleasantly, like, slots all together back there.
I had that rack built. Look, wow. I just want a safe.
So, Tommy, if you seem to know everything about basic algebra, why don't you come up here to the front of the class?
Ugh, it sucks.
Okay, so I have 10... pumpernickel rolls. If I want to give 5...
How did you get 10?
Well, because there's a limit. That's as many pumpernickel rolls as you can purchase.
Oh.
If I give 3 pumpernickel rolls to Abigail, and if I give 4 pumpernickel rolls to Bruce...
9!
Stop it, Bruce. This is not for you. This is for Tommy. Okay.
He's eating all of them.
Okay, Tommy, these are hypothetical pumpernickel rolls. All right, I don't literally have the pumpernickel rolls. Tommy, do you have an answer?
What is the question?
I'm trying to ask the question. All right, if I have let's assume the maximum amount of pumpernickel rolls you can order is
9.
Okay, Bruce, stop it. All right?
Okay.
Okay.
thanks to the libertarians, I have to teach all ages and all levels in this class. And there's a huge disparity between people's ability to do basic algebra. Tommy, come back into the classroom, all right? Where are you going?
This classroom sucks. Okay, I'm gonna learn.
Is that a katana sword?
Yeah. Look at it.
Okay.
If I have one, and then...
If we still had a principal, I'd have to alert the principal right now. But we don't.
Bruce can carry his JanSport backpack, and I can't carry the sword?
Okay, so it says here in your previous work, you worked in a rodeo. Is that right?
Yeah, sure thing. Yeah, I worked at a rodeo.
What'd you do at the rodeo?
Well, you got a lot of things to do when you got a bull and you get a cow, right? There's a lot of manure, right? So I take the manure. We have our own composting system, and manure is already close to compost. So then we just take some of the trash from around the rodeo events, and if it's compostable, we put it in the compost. I manage that process. I got about 6 guys under me. They're also the clowns, so I manage that department too.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't you go out to the counter, handle the next customer, and let's see how it goes.
Yeah, sure thing. I want to tell you this. I really want this job. I love
DK. Well, that's apparent.
All right. All right.
Good luck out there.
Okay, don't worry, Marcy. They've got your flavors here. I know they've got your flavors, and your mom's going to meet us here, and we're going to be a family again.
So if you're having a moment, you can just step aside and let them
know. No, that's all right. I might go into a flashback of a previous traumatic event at an ice cream shop, but it wasn't a Dairy Queen. It was a 31 flavors. So I'll make it easy on you. I just need a triple scoop of vanilla, mint chocolate chip, and banana creme brulee.
Great. That will be $6.62. How would you like to pay?
Venmo.
We do take Venmo. Yeah.
Okay, great.
There's a barcode right there. You hit that QR code. You scan that and pay us.
Okay.
And I just have to wait till you've paid it so I can see it on my hand.
This is for my special little girl here. She just sold it.
We don't need to know. We just hand it to you, sir.
We're on a daddy-daughter date, and she sold 10 variety packs of beef jerky.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Sheila.
It's...
You saw our Instagram stories.
I did. I saw the Instagram story. I was a little concerned about the burglary, but then I noticed how well you were treating Marcy, and...
We only realized in hindsight there was obviously a burglary taking place. We were so focused on getting the sale, we missed all the...
You really didn't even notice that a burglary was happening?
No, we missed all the warning signs.
The person tied up in the chair?
I know, but they explained it away. They said they were playing a game and...
Wow, I'm really happy to see you and Marcy doing okay. And
ma'am, if you're not going to order, I need you to step to the side.
Oh, I mean, you were... Well, here's a little test for you. Do you remember my favorite flavors? Why don't you order me one?
Of course. Let me get 3 scoops of coffee.
Oh, you're really sweating.
Ooh. And rainbow sherbet.
Wow, coffee! You got 2 of the 3.
Oh, God. Moose tracks.
I want you out of my life forever.
Oh, it wasn't moose tracks.
No, it was moose tracks. I just, in this moment, realized that I was going right back into something that I shouldn't have been going right back into. It was moose tracks. You remembered all 3. That's not why. I'm very wishy-washy, and I apologize. And this whole relationship, maybe it was me, maybe it was you. I don't know, but. Maybe there's a day when you and I can get an ice cream together.
Well, we sell ice cream, so if you want it, I can get it right now.
All right, smell like shit, by the way.
Wait, are you the bullshit guy from the rodeo?
Not bullshit, sir. The shit mover, all right?
Shit from what, though?
Well, we have many different animals, so I'm glad you asked. There's cows, there's bulls, which are also cows. Then there's goats.
Honey, let's get out of here while he's doing this list.
Okay. We have lambs.
Say something, Marcy. Marcy, say something. Your parents are back together.
And we have the
Marcy, I'm leaving if you don't say something.
chickens. So we have, sometimes we have hens.
I guess she doesn't want me here.
We also have eagles. Sometimes we have.
Goodbye.
Marcy, say something. Say something. Your mother's leaving. Marcy.
Goodbye.
And we also have, sometimes we have a tiger. So
this time it's Marcy's fault.
And that is our show. Why wouldn't Marcy say something? Well, it's because Jackie DeRuthie Gonzalez had to leave, or Jackie Gonzalez DeRuthie had to leave during the recording. She had a hard out. Now, in show business, a hard out is... oh, sorry. Let's thank all of our alchemists who were kind enough to remain, starting with James Heaney. My apologies to you, James. During the recording, I may have sidetracked your creativity, and the listeners will never know, but I do want to apologize in front of them.
Oh, thank you. And thanks for having me. What a great time. Check out Gamefront.
That's fair. Check out Gamefront, damn it. Mark Gagliardi, thanks so very much for being here.
Oh, man, it's always so delightful. My favorite text message to get is, want to do the show? And I'm always like, woohoo! So that was today is one of those days.
Right on. Thank you very much for that. Atul Singh.
Thank you very much for having me. It's always a pleasure being here. Good times, good laughs. And it's great because it's twice. I get to laugh during the show, and then when I listen back, it's a second laugh. So thank you.
Oh, please. Feel free to have a third laugh on us. Craig Kukowski.
Thank you. I am hungry for ice cream now. And as everybody knows, the best flavor of all time is Ginny's salted peanut butter and chocolate.
Huh. I'm going to take you to Ginger's for the peanut butter crack. Check that out as well. These are all available in the Los Angeles area. All right, let's thank our engineer and producer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bean. Bean. Who worked extra hard on this episode? Bean. And all the fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you that we greatly appreciate, as James pointed out, all the reviews that you're writing. It helps tremendously to get the word out and let people know what's happening and also what you think while you're listening to the show. And so please continue to write those reviews. If you have never written a review to the show, I'm going to say now's the time. Let's start the new year or whenever you're listening to this by having you write a review of the show. And as James pointed out, real reviews, honest replies. No need to be creative or funny. Just tell us what you think of the show. That would be great. Until next time, be kind to each other, everybody. And we love you and thank you very much for being here. And you remember the name of the show. It's
How Long Can It Be This?
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.